KB4 CPA Mobile.
Hi, Dave. Zero TR stationary.
What are you up to as your bad self?
Man? Well, I do have to set an example, even if that's bad. I'm having three of those little round white donuts, sugar-free, of course, and a cup of coffee and resting. We've been spreading BS. Fertilizer out on the lawn.
You're spreading a little BS right now because those white donuts are delicious and they're sugar-free till you eat them. And then, I'm not sure what happens, but we won't even go there.
So see, I wasn't lying. It was kind of like my daddy used to tell me. He vacated from the truth, but he never lied.
Sound like some of these politicians now. Of course, they just totally avoid the question. They just start talking about something else totally different when they're asked a question they don't want to answer. They just go off on something else. It's really funny how they just skirt the whole thing.
I'm going to have to give you one on that, like a politician. Well, yeah, I just turned on the news here while we're resting, and it's not really that hard to do. We're doing it with hand spreaders. They're nitrate pellets, I think is what it is, nitrogen and something else. There's, what, three things in it, Bernice? Something like that. But I just saw on the news where Texas wrote a law up to where if they caught illegals at the border, and the governor said that they could be arrested and sent back over to Mexico. Well, of course, one of their local judges denied that. And then the Supreme Court said, no, we're going to give you a stay on that. You can't do that because the federal government has control of the borders. I don't think that's right. Texas got a right to protect itself. Spot for the moment, Dave.
I'm in that bad area here. I'll be out in just a second. Where it's real noisy and I can't copy the repeater. Where you were going to tell me what they were going to do with the illegals as they came over, and then I fell down in the noise there. It wasn't your fault. Anyway, carry on.
Well, the governor passed a law and signed it that they would be arrested, and I there was something else involved there, but then they would be sent back to Mexico if they were illegal. And then the federal government, well, first of all, a local federal judge, I guess it was, and I may have that wrong, but it was one in Texas, said, no, you can't do that. And then went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, the federal government has jurisdiction over that. Well, I don't buy that. That's their state, and that's where the people in Washington, D.C. ought to keep their nose out of it. Just like our state and every other state, you got a right to protect your borders. And we're being invaded down there, and it's just crazy. And nobody will do nothing. If you think Ukraine's a war, heck, you got one on the southern border as far as I'm concerned.
The government can't tell the state what to do. It's the other one. I mean, they have the right to protect their borders. I mean, the government, that's just crazy. That's like them telling South Carolina, you know, I don't know, telling us what to do with something. I mean, everything falls back to the state. That's why we're autonomous. We have authority over our state, and the government needs to keep their nose out of it. I tell you, that just I'm flabbergasted.
I agree with you, Dave, but you're wrong. they throwed that law up there, and they stayed it for a little while, but and then they had the law in a couple of lines there, and I think the federal government supersedes on the border the states' rights, and that just don't gel. That's not even common sense. I don't get it. Oh, well. Not worth talking about, because they ain't going to do nothing about it. Those are all voting Democrats coming over. Wouldn't you? Anyway, looks like some rain coming in later today, and then several days of it appears to be, if they get it right. This is Gerald Taylor.
4CBA. Yeah, I was talking to the guy at the sports club. I just left there, and surprise, surprise. And he said that I was telling you it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and I've got two tennis games scheduled tomorrow, so we'll just have to see. So anyway, maybe we'll get one of them in. Who knows?
Draft shows ups and downs, but I noticed on my phone on that WYFF4 app earlier today, I looked at it, and it said 45% chance today, and they're showing right now at 9 p.m. supposed to be rain, but that by far isn't all of it, because I've seen some estimates up to 4 inches, but you know how that varies. Maybe it does, maybe it don't. Wednesday, 2 a.m., it's totally saturated with rain, Dave.
No, that's the bummer there, but, I'm just kind of hoping they're wrong, but it doesn't look like it, but that's okay. I got plenty else I can do. I got plenty more trouble I can get into.
I would believe that. Well, they showed 6 a.m. Wednesday, and the radar, which is a simulation, I'm sure, was a lot of red and a lot of yellow. Okay, there's a forecast, 60% Friday, 90% Saturday, Wednesday 90%, Sunday 20%. So it'll clear off by the weekend. Get one good day, Thursday.
We'll get, if it's 90% Wednesday, maybe we'll get 100% of the 10% of no rain, and how would that work?
I have to have a special talk with the good Lord and Mother Nature and see if we can alter that any. I think you'd have a lot more influence than me, though.
Actually, it's a level playing field there. Believe it or not. And good Lord hears everybody's prayers. But anyway, we'll just have to see what he's got in store and go from there. And like I said, I got plenty of other things to do tomorrow indoors if I need to. And one thing I've got to put a new sink. We had a sink outside in the garage, one of those portable freestanding things, and it was taking up too much room, so I got one that mounts up against the wall, so I need to do a little work on it.
For cleaning your fish?
Well, if I had any, yeah, but I don't fish, so mainly it's just for, I got my Gojo out there, so I wash my hands out there if I get them greasy. Or I can use the, it's got hot and cold water, so I can use the hot water if I want to, to wash the car or whatever, use the pressure washer, because hot water cleans better. And so anyway.
I had to laugh. I hadn't heard the term Gojo in years. That's what we had all over our 300,000 square foot machine shop. One day the vice president of the company come through there. He was the president's son. And he come walking right through the middle of the shop there by the Coke machine and that. And he had a couple of suits with him. And I went over there. And I had just filled my hand with Gojo. And I said, "Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?" And he stuck his hand out, and I just squeezed it all out between his knuckles and everything. And he says, "Only you would do that, Rouse." I'll never forget it.
Goodness, Tom. I'd like to have been there to see that. Oh, KP4 CPA. Well, I'll tell you one. This happened a long time ago, back in the 60s, but I was a teenager, but it's hilarious. We were at Camp Marietta, and there was a group. I went to First Baptist back then when it was still downtown, and we were at Camp Marietta for the week, so one of the pastors, one of the associate pastors came out, see what was going on, and he made the mistake of coming to the pool, and he's standing there on the deep end of the pool, right up against the edge of the pool, and with a three-piece suit on. Well, you know what happened. Somebody pushed him in. Boy, he was not happy. But it wasn't me. Thank goodness.
A piece of clothes pours is what we used to say up in Kansas. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be right. You might ruin his wallet and everything else besides his pride. But I like to have fun. But I was going to school in Jacksonville one time, and we just got out of the shower and come back by our racks and our beds, and I asked this guy next to me, I said, well, he had a towel around him, you know, and I said, "What's that? What do you mean, what's all on my back?" And I sprayed shaving cream from his neck all the way down. By the time that got over with, you could have ice skated or snowshoed through the barracks, because everybody else that mouthed off, well, they got a dose of shaving cream too.
Did you just do the one person, or did you just do the rest of them while you were at it?
Well, I wasn't that despicable and would do that, but if anybody got involved there or took up for them, I'm sure that I would have had to protect myself in self-defense. Bad part was the company commander come in, and the floor was still white with the shaving cream all over it. So we had a lot of on your knees cleaning up of the barracks, and then an inspection with white gloves.
There's a tin hut involved in that too.
At the Navy, it was attention on deck.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, anyway, so, I mean, when he walked in, you know, in other words, everybody stood at attention.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, I saw the results of that in boot camp one time, and these two physical trainers come in, they had ball hats on, blue, and they had their petty officer emblem on them, but you couldn't see it from a distance, and nobody called attention on deck, and oh, the punishment was bad. But we didn't know, you know. Usually they'd have the regular old sailor white hat on and sailor uniform of the day. Not physical trainers. But I won't tell you what happened after that, but it wasn't pretty.
I bet it wasn't. Well, I mean, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But I guess you were supposed to recognize her face. But anyway. Oh, man. Well, I just saw a Matco truck go down the road, turn on the Wade Hampton off of Rutherford going east. So I don't know if that was Patrick or not.
Answered by now. Yeah, there's one of his friends that drives one up in this area. And I'm never quite sure. Bernice tries to read the name on the truck. But I haven't talked to Patrick in a couple of days. And we got done mowing yesterday, Dave, and even though it's a riding lawnmower with a very nice seat, I was so stoved up last night. I just, by the time we ate that big, beautiful meal and got up and showered and cleaned up, I had missed the net. But I usually try to check in just for fun and holler at Chris, see how he's doing, and I just missed it altogether. So I don't know. I can't remember what night Patrick calls on. What is it?
Sunday.
Bernice knows everything. She's my memory bank.
Yeah, somebody's got to keep you in line, and she's good at that. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to say 73s, and you have a good rest of the day. Try to behave yourself and stay out of trouble, and we will talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final. 73s, N0TR. This is KP4CBA.
Okay, Dave, but you're asking me to do something that would be out of character, you know, change my ways. Anyways, nice talking to you this morning. Glad you had a nice game, and we're going to head back out and try to get that down before it rains. But I don't think it's going to rain till late, hopefully. And feed the chickens and check their water and all. 73's, Dave. This is KP4CBA, N0TR clear.